What's up, everybody? Welcome to Is It Really That Nerdy? Sorry, me and Chloe planned something before and it didn't work out.
Was too busy laughing from before. That
Now,
was when I hold it.
Chloe, do you want to talk about today's topic? Like, explain what we're talking about?
Gaming history, right?
Video games, yeah.
Video games.
Yeah. So, do you want me to just start straight away, or do you want to say something, or?
Nah, we'll start it off straight away and then we start saying what we want to say.
Okay. The history of video games goes as far back as the early 1950s, when academic computer scientists began designing simple games and simulation as part of their research for Just for Recreation. 1950s, that's like 70 years ago
That's
now.
old.
Yeah, 70 years ago. How old is Nan? 70?
Yeah.
The year she was born is the year that they bring out video games.
Fuck, it's older than me. Oh shit, don't no, vote.
It's fine.
Why you're not allowed to swear? Because you keep telling me to not swear, bitch.
Well, now I'm used to everybody swearing on my other podcast because my other podcasts definitely aren't children friendly because it's like talking about rape, serial killers, that sort of stuff. Then the other one's talking about laws and drugs, and so I'm getting kind of used to it now on podcasts.
Well, you should get used to me because I swear every sentence.
Oh yeah, guys, if you didn't notice, I got a mic better microphone. So the quality should be better now. And Chloe better be more enthusiastic, shouldn't you, Chloe?
Yeah, because I'm finally not sick no more. Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
Jesus, take the wheel.
You're not Jeffree Star.
No.
At MIT in the 1960s, professors and students played games such as 3D tic-tac-toe and moon landing. That's what they called video games. 3D Z.
Play moon landing back then? Do you just jump around hoping that you land on a rock or something?
Probably.
Look, teacher, look, mom, I landed on a rock.
Yeah. Professor, oh no, I already said that. These games were played on computers such as the IBM 1560, and movies were made by means of punch cards. Oh, moves, not movies. Moves were made by means of punch cards. Video gaming did not reach mainstream popularity until the 1970s and 80s, when video arcade games and gaming consoles, using joysticks and buttons and other controllers, along with graphics on computer screens and home computer screens, games, I'm sorry, oh my God, were introduced to the general public. So they came out before the 1970s and 80s, but they didn't get popular until then. Me and you would have been playing it even before the 1800s.
I remember my gaming experience that kicked me off into gaming was Minesweeper.
Oh my God, mine was, I think, Snake. I remember, no, Temple Run on my iPod.
The iPod. Fuck, you're old. Now,
I
mine
know.
was what really started mine before the computers came out was basically playing Snake on those Nokia phones, the brick phones.
Oh my God. I've always wanted to play that. I used to play Snake and I loved it. What was your high school?
I don't remember. It is so
My high
long time
school was
ago.
like 50 something.
Oh, I can't remember.
I can imagine everybody listening to this, like, I had a high score of 200 and blah blah.
The computers, then we got a computer, then it was Minesweeper. And then later on, it was Cool Math Games. Da da
Oh my God, Cool Math Games. They still have that.
da. You know it's going to be a sad day for the kids if they ever shut their website
Oh,
down.
apparently they were gonna shut it down at one point.
Too many tears. Because I remember when we're in, I remember when I was in school, teacher will be on the computer and teachers will go, only go on the, only do work stuff and you'd write in cool thing and just play fucking games. And
That's
teacher
what
goes,
everybody does nowadays.
yeah, because you can't get in trouble because it's cool math games.
Okay, since the 1980s, video gaming has become popular for form of entertainment and a part of modern culture in most parts of the world. One of the earliest games was Space War, which was developed by computer scientists. Early arcade games developed from 19. What are you doing?
Cracking my nails,
All
thickens, whatever you want to call
I hear in the background is.
them. I thought you wouldn't hear it. I'm like far away from my mic, cracking my nails. Why am I saying nails? Knuckles.
Knuckles. No, they're called Nuggles, okay?
Oh no.
Okay, early arcade game video games were developed from 1972 to 1978. During the nine. Boy, something just moved beside me. Get away from me, demon.
It might be a huntsman.
Oh, might be.
Because the other day we got a huntsman in our bathroom.
Ew.
It came out of the drain.
Oh my gosh.
I shit myself.
Literally.
No. Oh, but you should have saw me trying to go back
Well,
to the
you were in the
bathroom.
bathroom.
No. Beverly, my sister, she was going for a shower. Next minute, she screams, and you're like, I'm pissing myself laughing. She's screaming, going, spider, 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 spider. And then, it was fucking funny. I'm pissing myself laughing.
Wow.
Oh, at least it wasn't me.
Oh, damn. Okay. Well, let me see here. I hate it when people are talking in the background when I'm doing a podcast because it like distracts me and then I get distracted
Yeah,
since we don't
especially
have a
with
whole studio.
yeah.
But me and Chloe are trying to get more equipment like soundproof walls and
Yeah, I'm poor.
nice to know.
Well,
Don't come rob us.
pretty please, can I have $1 million?
Oh, don't go begging or anything.
I don't even. I wouldn't even know what I would do if I had $1 million. I'll probably just
Buy a house, move away from Beverly.
move away from you now. I'll probably just I'll probably just give it to my mom. I probably would. I probably
Well, why are
will
you
just
begging for it then?
so I can buy some more video games. All right, $1,000 would probably do
Just
for me for.
use $1,000 and you're like, here you go, mom. Here's $999,000. I don't want it. Here's a change.
Yeah. Oh no, if I have $1 million, I can probably buy a good fucking thing. I can buy,
Studio.
yeah,
Are you gonna buy me one?
I can buy all the games I ever wanted
No, you
without
can't.
going, oh, I can't buy it because I'm poor.
Chloe, you need to buy a house, like a mansion, and we both can live in it, and we can have like a studio in the basement or something.
Just like those YouTubers do. Welcome to the YouTuber mansion.
Yeah.
The next minute we hear when we're talking, we hear each other talking in the
Well, I'm gonna continue, okay?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Okay, yes, sir, Captain.
Even though I was telling you before this and talk more, and now I'm going, shut up.
Hey, You told me to talk more. I'm talking more. Now you want me to shut up? What?
During the 1970s, the first generation of home consoles emerged, including the popular game Pong and various quote-unquote clones. The 1970s was also the era of mainframe computer games. Chloe, you're in the 1970s? Computer games.
Yeah, I was.
Oh my gosh. Age of Arcade Games was from 1978 to 1982. Video arcades with large graphics decorated coin operated machines were common at malls and popular affordable home consoles such as the Atari 2600. I haven't heard Atari in a long time. And in television enabled people to play games on their home TVs. During the 1980s, gaming computers, early online gaming, and handheld LCD games emerged. This era was affected by video game crash of 1983 from 1976 to 1992. The second generation of video consoles emerged. By the way, I think this episode's going to be a long one because
yeah.
I've got a lot to talk about in the random part, and also
I didn't even know what we're doing for the random part.
Oh, I've got a lot of drama to cover.
It's got to be a mystery for me.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to mention as well, I've got two more podcasts. Yes, I'm plugging my podcast right now.
Don't worry, people. I'm the only one who doesn't have one. Only this one.
Okay. Well then, Chloe. Are you trying to demote me?
No. Why would you think that?
Chloe versus Brody.
Bitch, I would win. I'm so happy I could swear.
Oh, really, skunk? Oh. I'm kidding.
I would win. Trust me.
All right, then. What have you... It's good to have dreams, kid.
Yeah. Says the one who said they are a kid.
Yeah, I act more mature than you. Oh, wait. No, don't say any more. We need to save this for the random part.
Go.
There's too much to cover in the video game part. The third generation of the consoles, which... Oh, wait, Chloe. This is what a podcast is supposed to be, where you talk in it.
Don't worry, your time will come.
What, where I'm in a hospital bed like dead and you're like, come on, do the podcast. And I'm like,
I won't let you die and I won't let you rest in peace. You gotta do it.
I'm like in the coffin and you stuck in a microphone with me and you're like, do it in the grave, invite me.
Don't worry, I got an extension cord for you so your phone won't go flat.
Did you know a guy wanted to be buried with his phone because he was that addicted to it?
No, but I know a guy wanted to get his phone buried with him so his wife didn't see it.
I'm putting my phone on charge.
Speaking of my life, I'm not putting it on charge.
Speaking of my happiness, I'm not. Anyway, the third... Oh, wait, no, my happiness went flat and I lost the charger.
I love it. You're like, okay, we're going to get back on track. And then next minute we're like, let's do a 180.
Wait, that could be a quote. My happiness went flat and I lost the charger. Oh my god, I'm going to make that into a quote and post it on our Instagram. Check out our Instagram at isitthatnerdy on Instagram.
And maybe you can tell us what we should do next.
And you might be able to be a guest. Yeah. Just DM us. Slide into the DMs, kid.
You'll probably be talking to Brody because I'm too lazy to do it.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, the third generation of consoles, which were 8-bit units, emerged from 1983 to 1995. The fourth generation of consoles, which were 16-bit models, emerged from 1987 to 1999. Did I say 1890s? 80s? Oh, never mind. The 1990s saw the resurgence and decline of arcades, the transition to 3D video games, improved handheld games, and PC gaming. The fifth generation of consoles, which were 32 and 64-bit units, was from 1993 to 2006, the year I was born. During this era, mobile phones gaming emerged. During the 2000s, the sixth generation of consoles emerged, 1998 to 2013. Yeah, we heard it before. During this period, online gaming and mobile games became major aspects of gaming culture. The seventh generation of consoles was from 2005 to 2012. This era was marked by huge development budgets for some games, with having cinematic graphics, the launch of top-selling Wii console, in which the user could control the game actions with real-life movement of the controller. The rise of casual PC games marketed to non-gamers, and the emergence of cloud computing and video games. I remember having a Wii.
I remember when they first came out.
Really?
Yeah, I was probably, I don't know, around 11 or 10 years old.
How old are we apart from each other?
I don't know. Go away!
Sorry about that, guys.
Forgot to lock my door. I don't know how far apart we are.
Wait, how old are you?
Well, don't ask me my age now. I am 23.
23, I'm 14. So you're.
I'm an old bitch.
Wait, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. We're exactly 10 years apart from each other.
At least I didn't do the math.
You can count up to 10.
We'll just playing. We'll legit just playing before, and you didn't realize how forgetful I was just before. I was talking to you, then I forgot straight away what I wanted to tell you.
Well, I'm legally blind, so I couldn't
And
see the
I am
TV.
legally dumb.
Oh, yeah. Sounds about right.
I know. I need help.
So, we're looking for a new host on the.
So, I'm looking for a new cousin. Anybody?
Go back
Anybody?
to.
Let's just go back. Go back. Rewind. Play.
Okay, in 2003, the eighth generation of consoles emerged, including Nintendo's Wii U and Nintendo's 3DS. I remember having a 3DS and I played Pokemon.
I never had one.
Do you remember my 3DS?
Yeah, I never had one, but
I
my
carried
sister
it
had
around
one.
like everywhere. I was addicted to it.
No.
I literally constantly played Pokemon on it and it was so fun.
My brother, he got the Xbox. My sister got the DS thingy. And all I got was mud.
Wait, when did the. Wait, let me think.
This was later on.
Hold up, hold up, hold up. I gotta search something up. I'm so confused right now. Chloe, entertain them.
Okay, I don't know what I want to do, but hi, I'm Roger. No. No. Hi, I'm legally dumb sometimes. If I'm very in the mood, I can be very smart, but I choose not to.
What the? Okay, you know the Xbox ones that we play right now?
Yeah.
I remember them. Do you remember the date? Like, do you remember when they first came out?
I think they came out 2016, I think,
No, but do you
or
remember like
17.
when they came out? Like, do you remember hearing about it and stuff?
Kinda, not much, but I wasn't really in. I don't really give two shit because I had no money, so I had to ignore it.
It came out 7 years ago, Chloe.
Holy shit.
In 2013. So that came out, and Sony's PlayStation 4 and PlayStation Vita. PC gaming has been holding a large market share in Asia and Europe for decades and continues to grow due to digital distribution. Since the development and widespread customer use of smartphones, mobile gaming has been driving factor for games as they can reach people formerly uninterested in gaming and those unable to afford or support dedicated hardware such as video game consoles. So you.
But I do gotta say, no matter what we play on, if I play on Xbox or PlayStation or PC and all that, mobile game is not gaming.
Hand straight. You don't
think so? Nope, it's not
what,
gaming.
What, so if you play Roblox or Minecraft on your phone, it's not gaming?
Oh, well, Roblox and Minecraft, all right, they're on the Xbox too.
And PlayStation.
And PlayStation and PC.
Pretty much everything. Nintendo. Yeah,
but games on your phone are just like puzzle games, really.
What, you're saying Walkmaster isn't a real game? I am severely offended.
I don't even know what that game is.
Oh my gosh, I'm even more offended now.
No, I don't play on my phone. I'm just watching. I'll just watch movies on my phone.
Oh.
But no matter what console you play or PC you play thingy, mobile games are not gaming.
That's a very outrageous opinion.
You can come at me if you like. I don't care. Don't worry, I've got thick skin, so if you want to say shit, you can say shit. I don't care.
Well, should we pick if it's nerdy or not?
Gaming is nerdy. There's no fucking doubt about it. Because I'm like the biggest nerd, all right, because I game all the time.
Want to know my opinion?
That you're... Yeah, go ahead.
No.
You don't think gaming is nerdy?
No, you're a nerd if you're intellectually gifted, socially stunted, and have some hobby you obsess over. Gaming just makes you a gamer.
Gaming is a hobby for moi.
Well, almost all nerds are gamers, but not all gamers are nerds, Chloe.
Hey, all right.
That could be another quote. See us on Instagram at is it that nerdy?
Gaming is nerdy, right? Because except the fucking kids game, okay? If you're gonna play kids game, like whatever kids game there is, like monkeys thingy. No, that's not gaming because that's different. That's kids.
Gaming is not nerdy, Chloe.
It is because it's not like a hobby. Yes, it is.
Not.
It is.
Chloe is probably one of those people that think gaming's a talent.
No, it's not. No, gaming is nerdy because if you want a game, you've got to have to collect. Basically, you got to collect it, the game, to even play it.
Yes, but the thing is, like, there's quote-unquote cool kids that play video games.
What,
quote-unquote cool. Quote-unquote.
Okay, gaming is nerdy because...
Not.
Brody.
What?
Okay, let me... Okay, listen. People who collect figurines, all right?
Yeah.
People who just collect anything like that. Are they nerdy?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Because they collect figurines, right? Okay. I collect the games. I collect achievements. Is that nerdy? Yes, it is.
No, because not all, most nerds are gamers, but most gamers are not nerds. So how does that make it nerdy?
Because I am a gamer, but I am a nerd.
I'm literally about to invite another gamer to this podcast and see if they have the same opinion.
No, okay. Listen here, right? I'm a gamer.
What do you want?
I'm a gamer. I will say I'm a gamer. But if somebody says, what do? I'll just say I game. I don't say I'm a fucking nerd.
Okay? Exactly.
No, but it is nerdy.
Not.
It is.
You know what? You know how we're going to sell this?
Oh, me come over and hit you one until you realize?
No, I'll put a poll on Instagram and I'll highlight it as well so you guys get to choose and that will be the final decision.
No, okay. This is my argument.
No, yes, it's not.
All right. Everyone calls you a gamer. You are a gamer no matter what. Yeah. But behind that name of a gamer, you are a nerd.
No, you're not.
Yes, you are.
No, you're not.
You collect games with achievements. All right?
We are so split right now, so we need you to go on Instagram. Go on our Instagram at isitthatnerdy and decide on our poll, which I'll post right after this podcast episode goes up.
And it's nerdy.
Yeah, and it's not nerdy.
Gamers so are nerdy. You guys
need to spread your opinion. And let everybody know that it is not nerdy.
You are a nerd if you game, but instead of calling us nerds, you just call us gamers because
wait, what we've just quotes.
I don't know. Re-listen to it. Rewatch it.
I'm in the mood to re-listen to it. I'm in the mood to do it.
I don't know. Re-listen to it. I don't know. Like I told you, I'm like Dora. Of Finding Nemo. I got short-term memory loss.
Finding Nemo? You mean Dory, not Dora. Oh
my God. I'm fucking too tired for this shit, eh? Oh, I'm tired. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Should we?
We should just go to the red section now.
We've been talking for 30 minutes about gaming, and most of it has been us joking around, so.
Just go to the random section now.
Now, I want to talk about a few things.
I'm listening. I'm listening. Okay, we don't want to waste 10 minutes on bus coffee. Now get to it.
Okay. So, one of my friends, she she was dating this girl, right? She's pansexual, so she dates like every gender. And so, one of my enemies, due to privacy reasons and other reasons, I'm not allowed to say their name, but let's just call her Margaret
or Rachel.
No, Margaret, because it sounds like maggot. So my friend's name is Amy. She's a guest on my crime show. Go check my crime show out at
another plug.
Chills and Chats. You can find it on Spotify.
Another plug.
And now Amy was dating this girl called Amy Cakes. And she was dating her for a couple months, I think. I didn't really talk to Amy for a while, but I've just started talking to Amy again. But I don't know how long, but it seems like it was pretty long that they were dating for. And my enemy, right, she had a crush on Amy, not Amy Cakes for a while, but Amy, Margaret had a crush on Amy, and Amy didn't like Margaret back. So Margaret became Amy Cakes. and catfished Amy.
Okay, you kind of lost me.
So,
sorry, I was kind of like closing my
eyes. I'll just cut it down. Margaret had a crush on Amy. Amy didn't like Margaret back. Margaret made a fake account called Amy Cakes. Amy Cakes and Amy started dating, but Amy Cakes was Margaret.
Okay, now I'm awake for that.
Yeah.
Mm.
How do you feel about catfish, and have you ever been catfished before?
Nope.
No. Never to been. Both?
No. I have never been catfished, but I have kind of catfished somebody else.
Oh, you little.
Oh.
Did you catfish me?
No. This was like a long time ago.
How long are we talking? 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 60 years?
Almost over when I was like maybe 14. I think it was 14 when I was.
Why
14.
Are you whispering?
Because I'm trying to think.
This can't is now I an think? ASMR podcast. Thank you guys for listening today. Don't I hope you guys are having a lovely day, night, morning, anything.
I hate ASMR, blah, blah, blah. I hate it.
I have the perfect mic for it. How are you going?
But you got the terrible voice for it.
Shut up, you bitch. Oh.
They're calling me a bitch. Don't hurt me.
Now, you know how I was planning on talking about like a ghost story or something every time?
Mm-hmm. You gotta, well, come on, pull your plug out.
What come one on. Did I talk about last time?
My memory, I don't know.
Was it the book one?
I don't know.
I'll just say both, just in case.
Why ask somebody who has short-term memory loss?
Anyway. Now, one time, me and my true friends, Margaret, and let's just call her Celestia. Margaret and Celestia, this is the same Margaret from before, by the way. Margaret and Celestia, we were in my room. My bed's on one side of the room. My bookshelf is on the other. And we were laying there in bed. And we were watching horror movies. And then all of a sudden, I hear this knocking. And we all look around and we're like, what the hell is that?
Wait, is this about the door?
No.
Okay.
Why would you say the door?
Because I think, now that I remember, I think you used the door when you opened it. You said you thought it was your brother.
Yeah, this is a different one.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so we were laying on my bed watching horror movies, and we heard knocking, and we looked around, and we were like, what the frick is that? And then all of a sudden, we look back at the TV. My TV just below my bookcase. And one of the books literally get flung at us from across the other side of the room.
Only if it was a Bible that the God was going to tell you.
You need Jesus.
Yeah. You need Jesus. Jesus must take the wheel.
Dang it, I would have been Annabelle in that case from that TikTok. You need Jesus.
Oh my gosh, that's actually, I love that guy.
I wish I could at him right now. I forgot his TikTok.
I follow him.
Do you know his TikTok name?
No. I follow him, but I don't know his name. Because I am not good with names.
Oh my gosh.
I'm good with faces.
Do you have anything to talk about?
No, not really. The weather is nice, I guess.
It's in the middle of the night, Chloe.
I know.
And it's starting to get, like, hotter again, which sucks.
Yeah. We're out of winter, people. My favorite season.
My favorite season, not yours.
I love Americas. Americas hate winter because
I
over there
know.
it snows. And
But
over
I want to
here,
see
it
snow.
doesn't. I want to see snow. I have never seen it.
Same.
We're thinking of next year after the fucking coronavirus is gone. Because
Yeah.
this year we're supposed to be going, but we had to pull it off. Next year, me, I'm going to the snow. So
I just remembered one of the quotes.
next year, I'm going to go see the snow for the first time in my life.
I'll hide in the trunk.
Brody, we're taking a plane. How are you gonna hide in the trunk?
I'll hide in the briefcase if I can fit.
Oh, well, you'll probably die down there.
Good.
And we're going around winter time too. Oh, yes.
Ow, I just hit myself.
Good. That's karma.
What
For telling me gaming isn't nerdy.
It isn't, though.
It is.
Not.
It is.
I'm calling my lawyer after this.
And I know where you live.
Was that a threat?
Yes, it was. Do you want me to say it any louder? Because I probably won't because it's nighttime.
Does it kill you makes you stronger?
What kills you makes you not stronger because you'll be dead. Anyway, I probably won't kill you because you would like that too much,
You know what
wouldn't
your
you?
sister's like? She's like, she sees a spider and she's like, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger?
No, see, okay, not the only my family knows is my sister has a high-pitched scream. Even her sneeze has a high-pitched fucking scream. Oh, okay, when my sister sneezes, she can legit wake up the dead with it. It is so loud and high-pitched.
Wow.
Anybody can back me up. Hey, Brody.
I don't remember her ever sneezing.
You don't know her sneeze? Oh my gosh. You must be one of the lucky
Whoa, was
people.
that an earthquake? Did she just sneeze?
No. It is her high pitch. It can legit make your ears bleed. Because you know how some people go, hachoo. Hers is, oh, it is like a whistle, but fucking more pitched that could go through your ears. Oh, it makes you bleed.
I'm putting my nose into the microphone right now.
Legit. All right, so when the spider was in the bathroom and she was
Yeah.
going for it, she shut the door, and all you hear is this high-pitched scream, and all I hear is, "Spider!" I piss myself laughing because she's screaming. I'm pissing myself laughing. My mum's running down the hallway going, "Darling, darling, are you all right?"
Darling, darling, it's okay, darling.
You see, my sister is the youngest, so she's the baby. So she gets treated like the
How old is she now?
baby. 20.
I have no response. Give us your response at Is It That Nerdy
Anybody else has a sister or brother who's annoying?
on
Only
Nobody has a sibling like Chloe. Only you.
it's only our family.
Chelsea is a little biatch. She is
Oh,
not annoying.
I love Chelsea. She's like, how old is Chelsea? 6, 11?
Six, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Chelsea, she'll fight you.
Oh, she will. Even if you're like 7 foot, she will still fight you.
She would tell you, she would fight you. She'll go, "You want
Fight me, dog.
to
That's her exact words to me, usually.
Yeah, I remember before it was, "I'll kill you."
I'll kill you. Oh my God, then it was I'm getting naked.
Yeah, she lifted up her. This was when she was like four, wasn't she, at the
Yeah,
time?
four.
She lifts up her shirt, Scott. I'm getting naked.
Exactly in that tone as well. Like, I'm getting naked. And then everybody would go, Chelsea, put it back down.
It was the funniest night that night, too.
Oh my God, yeah. She was just constantly doing it.
Yeah. We got videos of it, so we always have the
18th birthday.
memory. On her wedding day.
Oh my God, yes.
To the happy couple, here's a video of the
Well, can we end this podcast episode here?
bride. Yes, of somebody saying, we're getting naked.
Right, you ready? Three,
Okay.
oh, three, two, one, what?
Toodaloo, people.
Right, thank you guys for listening. Make sure to check out our Instagram at Is It That Nerdy, and then
Toodaloo.
check out my other check out my other podcast, Shills and Chats, and then check out my other one is that is not fair. And thank you guys for listening. Have a lovely day,
And
night, morning,
Bradley Bow,
whatever.
Dilly B, Illabiz, Elabay, Billabitch. See ya!
See ya.